There was no downtown. It's really hard not to listen to that song and not think of East Palestine right now. Man, those poor folks. Prayer support going over there. Crazy what you all are going through. Much love. Yeah, so 1982 Pretenders. That was actually released in October of 82. It was the B-side of Back on the Chain Gang, which was a fun song, but that was not My City Was Gone. That song is like probably it might be the only one I really like from the Pretenders. I feel like I got to take a shower after I listen to that thing. It's like so gritty. It's got like this really dirty kind of, I don't know what else to call it. It's a gritty feel to that song. Love that jam. That one's for you, Diesel. That one's for you. We love that jam. But yeah, episode 9. Here we are. February 24th. Happy Friday. Back on the mic, got some things we want to kind of touch on here. There's been so much stuff going on, and I've been just personally, I mean, obviously, I have a normal life. I don't sit here and try to podcast all day. But I've been backed up on stuff, and I have like a gajillion things I wanted to talk about. But let's get into a few of them. But before I do, want to mention something that I heard on the radio the other morning, and I thought it was like super awesome. Cassette tapes, you know, from the 80s, 90s are coming back. I guess it was kind of like late 80s, early 90s when CDs started coming out. But so if you have a Walkman from, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, you got a little baby nest egg over there. You got $500 sitting around. God knows what you could do with that kind of money nowadays in this economy. Cassette tapes are going for, you know, $20-$30 a piece if they're cool. If they're like good old school music that kind of, you know, held weight and lasted. That's good to know. I mean, even though everybody probably threw their cassette tapes years ago. You know, tossed them out in the trash, threw them in, just kind of scooped them and just dumped them, thinking, you know, they'll never be worth a dime, which is, you know, they're worth a little bit, but I don't know about what are the storage fees on those bulky things. Yeah, but a cool thing. So hopefully somebody's over there sitting on a nest egg. Couple funny things I wanted to get to before. Here's a really weird one that I was like, should I even talk about this crap? But, you know, it is good news for a couple people, specifically Shank Uger over at the Young Turks, who is a huge fan of Animal Love. And apparently Spain has officially legalized bestiality. I can't even say it. You're allowed to have intercourse with your animals now in Spain legally. But there is a stipulation. You're still not allowed to injure rats. If you are to injure a rat in Spain, you will get jail time. But you can have all the gratuitous sexual pleasure with barn animals, your dogs, whatever. So, yeah, good news, bro. Go over to Spain. All you weirdos, anybody here who's into that kind of thing, get off my channel right now. I don't need people like that around here. I don't even know why I'm talking about it, but it's just like, we're not the only country that's, just going to complete crap. It's the whole world, not just us. So, I don't know if that makes me feel better or worse, but, it's not going on here. Not yet anyway. God knows it'll be like some sort of, animal attracted person or something will be like some term now, and it'll be socially acceptable to love animals. But yeah, okay, so that's what a horrible subject, but I just wanted to throw it in there because it kind of made me laugh. We got another Clinton, we got a Clinton aide from the White House, and specifically linked and tied to Jeffrey Epstein. I'm trying to scratch my ear through my headphone right here. It's not really working. Rough morning. So yeah, a Clinton aide, Mark Middleton, you know, who lives out in Arkansas, and you know he's been living the high life for a number of years. Anybody tied that close to the Clintons pretty much is paid off to some degree. But yeah, so he's got some money clearly. And what they found him, this dude, he apparently suicided himself, shot himself in the chest, and tied himself to a tree with an electrical cord on an Arkansas ranch. And there was no gun on the scene. And I guess there were, according to reports, there was... some bullets and like a gun case in his vehicle, but still no gun. The dude shot himself in the chest after he tied himself to a tree with electrical cord around the neck. And in Arkansas, police have ruled it a suicide. Okay, dude. Wow. Okay. Let's just, nothing to see here, folks. You know, and that makes 58 of these people who have just like mysteriously died, like all these people tied to the Clintons, and this dude, like he signed in to the White House. I guess Jeffrey Epstein went 17 times and visited Clinton in the White House. Seven of those times, Mark Middleton had actually, or what is it? Yeah, Mark Middleton actually had signed him in 7 out of the 17 times. Yeah. And the Epstein list just came out, and no chance there's any heat there. Whoa. Yeah. You got to get, and of the word, you know, mum's the word as far as mainstream media goes. They act like, you know, oh, yeah, what's that, number 58? Like, at this point, it's just kind of getting old. Like, that's people, what, it probably took too long already to make that happen. Oh, by the way, there's this Topo Chico. And it has a twist of grapefruit. Do not get these ones. They're terrible. That's just a public service announcement from your boy over here. I was kind of in a hurry. I just snatched up a 12-pack, and I didn't realize I got the one with that twist of grapefruit. Terrible. Just get the regular ones. They're way better. So, yeah. You got to find alternative sources, you know, alternative media, independent media. The Daily Mail actually had a full story on this, and, you know, I wouldn't say that they're mainstream, but they are a larger news organization, and so that's kind of good to see. At least there's somebody out here putting it out there. Speaking of MSM and, you know, CNN, all those freaking knuckleheads, MSNBC, CNN's back at it. I guess Don Lemon, who is just, he is a cancer of a human. But that being said, it's good to see, because he just, he is officially off of suspension. You know, he was suspended for a few days. Why, you ask? Probably not. But I'm going to tell you, because he made some sexist comments about Nikki Haley, who is a presidential candidate. Apparently a Republican candidate running in 2024. I don't even know who this lady is. She definitely has no chance. Well, I do know who this lady is, but she's a nobody. And she is officially running for president. And Don Lemon, who, you know, if you've got my freaking ear. Don Lemon, he had went on the attack on her, pretty much claiming that she had, at one point, she referred to people being in their prime and whether or not that, you know, it's a good time for them to be, you know, in a position of to be elected or leadership or whatever. And, you know, Don Lemon had the freaking balls to be like, oh, yeah. So Nikki Haley's always talking about people being in their prime. Well, she's not in her prime. And then he goes on to say, yeah, I mean, women in their prime are in their 20s and their 30s, sometimes the 40s. And he's looking around, and each side of him is a liberal, middle-aged white woman, you know, pretty much probably around the same age range as Nikki Haley. And they're looking at him like, say what, bro? And prime for what? Like, woman's in their prime for what? Like, running a race? like not a political race, but a leg race, running a political campaign, prime for giving birth, childbearing. What type of prime are we talking about here? So him just, he's like, oh yeah, no, I'm serious. Google it. Just go ahead and Google it. It says right there, yeah, 2030, and that's pretty much your prime for women. And they're like, okay, cool, bro. Canceled. Okay. And I love this dude because, you know, he is now like, he's like undergoing formal sensitivity training. You know, he's going re-educate, you know, he's getting re-educated. And he's relearning, how to speak and talk, about, other sexes and, ages. So it's so good to see this, because I mean, this guy, you know, he's perpetuated this cancel culture thing, and it's finally caught up with this dude. It's so funny to watch these fools get caught up with after they've, you know, time and time again, they're sitting there trying to cancel people for this, cancel people for that. You know, you say one thing and, you know, they're on the cancel train. Now look at you, bro. You said one thing, you said one thing, and now you're done, bud. So yeah, he's on probation for, you know, God knows how long. And I thought he was actually, I'm surprised. The only reason they let him back is, to be honest with you, is because he's a minority and he's gay. So, but you know, the protected, the most protected class amongst all, you know, how dare you, even as a black gay person, how dare you attack, you know, the liberal white woman, you know, cause you know, they're doing all the heavy lifting for the party. You know, you don't attack the main voter base, you bigot. Oh, so good. I love it. He's a sexist and a bigot, and you need to be re-educated, bud. Backfire, cancel culture, such good stuff. Okay, let's talk about this whole thing. It was kind of fun trying to talk about the stuff that's not so serious. But we do have some serious stuff going down right now. Biden's in Ukraine, schmoozing with Zelensky, giving him another $500 million. The dude still hasn't showed up to East Palestine. I mean, Mayor Buttigieg, or sorry, Mayor, that idiot, Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, he finally showed up a couple days, yesterday, I believe. And I mean, he looked like a friggin' clown over there. They gave him like a big construction vest. I mean, it was probably the smallest they had, but it's too big for his little twinkie ass. And so it, you know, it's like draped over him. He almost looks like he's in like a Halloween costume, because he just, or like, it looks like a in the hard hat, the safety glasses, and the little construction vest he has on, he looks like a child in adult clothes. So that was funny. That was funny. And of course he's, you know, walking around just kind of doing photo ops, and you know, he's been taking a ton of heat. Even Savannah Hernandez a couple days ago, which Savannah Hernandez, she does like this, she's a pundit. She's super cool, and I really like a lot of her content. She's very fiery and very conservative, and I like that. But she goes after, you know, Buttigieg, and is like trying to get comment from him, saying like, "Hey, when are you going to Palestine?" He's like, "Oh, well, you know, when the time's right." And you know, he's catching so much flack, and he has no real answers as to why he's not going there. So, yeah, he just kind of sloughs her off, and then one of his PR or like his press secretary or whatever approaches her and says, "I'd be happy to answer some questions off camera." She's like, I'm a news reporter. Like I'm trying to get comment on camera. Like, you giving me comment off camera is just kind of hearsay. I want to hear you say it on camera." And, of course she wouldn't give her any comment because, they're all a bunch of fake idiots. But they finally showed up. He just looked like a clown and didn't really do anything. But he's taking it very seriously, so you could be rest assured. So yeah, and then, you know, Trump actually, he beat Buttigieg out there. Biden still hasn't been there, like I said. Trump's out there with thousands of gallons of cleaning product. Got like 13 pallets of water over there. Went to the local McDonald's in Palestine and bought like half the freaking town Big Macs and whatnot. I love Trump, dude. He shows up over to McDonald's. He's like, hey, how y'all doing? I need you guys to, you know, we're going to, as many burgers as you guys can make, I'm buying them for the whole town. And he's like, yeah, don't worry. He's telling the McDonald's employees, I know this menu better than you guys know this menu. And he loves McDonald's. And I'm not stoked on McDonald's. I think it's cancer. But he loves McDonald's. And that's all right with me. He's already old. I mean, anyway, he gets two fish fillets, two Big Macs, and a big chocolate shake every time he goes. It's like a, you know, 2,500 calorie meal or something like that. The dude's a boss. Freaking love that guy. So yeah, he's going over there. He's making statements. He's actually making a change. He's connecting with the people of East Palestine, and they're screaming, "We love you, Trump," you know, and thank you for not forgetting about us and everything. And I mean, is that why they're just kind of letting happen what's happening over there? Is the EPA and Biden and the whole administration and everything just, they're all just, yeah, oh, there's a spill over there? Sweet, blow that whole freaking town up and let them all freaking die for all we care. Nothing but a bunch of, you know, right-wing Trump voters. Ugh, yeah, so good on you. Thank you. Thanks for getting out there, Mr. Trump. And yeah, like I said, Biden's not giving a dime. Like, you don't think maybe you can give like some money to East Palestine in your own damn, you know, or the heart of America in your own country? Maybe throw a couple bucks, even though screw Trudeau. I hate that. I try not to hate, but I hate Justin Trudeau. He is such a soft little dictator. Gosh, I hate that guy. Anyway, but up in Canada, I mean, it polluted so much that the snow melting in Canada looks like, you know, how the rivers look in Palestine. It's like, looks like there's oil slick, there's chemical slick on every street, wherever the snow is falling and melting. So, I mean, yeah, there's plenty to be spent and plenty to focus on around here, bro. You're over there. Or maybe just fix some freaking roads or some train tracks or I mean, do anything but just throwing money to Ukraine and Zelensky and starting more with Putin, okay? Pissing him off more. It's really annoying because, do you know, I mean, not a lot of people really have done like all the kind of the homework in the background on who, you know, Vladimir Zelensky is. This dude was an actor. I mean, he had this production company. It's called Kvartal 95. And he founded it in 2003 with like a couple of his high school, like drama buddies or whatever. And they did, you know, audio visual, you know, video stuff. And there's videos of this dude in straight like dominatrix style, like leather stuff, dancing around in high heels, like doing all this. Oh my gosh. I don't even want to. I can't believe I just did that. But yeah, look up Zelensky dancing in high heels. Go to DuckDuckGo to look this up because, you know, of course, Google's not going to show you anything. But look up Zelensky dancing in high heels and just look up, you know, the name of his political party is actually the name of the same name as the production company he founded in 2003. And I'm telling you, like, the West totally, this is like a long running psychological operation on the Ukrainian people, because the dude ended up getting, like, he played the president. Okay, so his production company creates a show where he is, you know, it's called Servant of the People. And you know, the whole show is just glorifying him as, you know, the TV president. And sure enough, you know, becomes a really, you know, popular TV show. And of course, the West kind of helps push it and kind of produce it and everything else to make it real good. And then, you know, when the election comes around, he actually runs under the same freaking name, his political party, as his production company, and wins like by almost a landslide. Like it was a good like 70% or something like that. It was a good amount. And granted, there was, you know, some corruption on the other end, but not to the level that Zelensky is corrupt. So, and then, you know, he right away, you know, everybody, his political opponents, he threw them in jail and silenced them. So it's like a dictatorship over there too. And by the way, anybody who's supporting Ukraine, stop. Okay. Stop. You're going to get us into world war. And, you know, it's not Ukraine's fault. Ukraine is literally just a pawn in this game that NATO and America is playing, trying to get, trying to expand NATO, try to get more land, trying to get control of, you know, the pipelines and everything over there. But yeah, things are, you know, escalating as we give more money. You know, Putin's over there, you know, he's doing the address of the nation or whatever it's called, State of the Nation, which is pretty much, you know, pretty much our State of the Union. And he's, you know, blaming the West for starting this. He's saying, oh yeah, we're happy to make deals. We can't find any peace deals. We've been trying. So, you know, at this point, now we're not even, he backed out. He suspended his involvement in this treaty, you know, the nuclear treaty, which, what does that mean? That means he's like, nah, I'm not playing your, you know, no nuke game. So if I'm going to use ICBMs, I'm telling you right now, I'm not in the treaty anymore. So try me and see what happens. And then we have Xi Jinping over in Russia, freaking rubbing elbows with Putin. Okay, cool. Now you're forcing our two biggest threats. Well, yeah, our two biggest threats on an international scale, together to start a world war. Biden's literally walking us straight into a world war. And his response to China, you know, pretty much saying that they're going to support Russia and Russia pulling out of the nuclear treaty is, oh, no, that doesn't really change their posturing. I don't really say, oh, we're fine. I'm not worried about any of it. Like, bro, I know you have like underground concrete bunkers that are probably going to save you and all your damn lizard friends. Okay. But real people here on the crust of Earth, okay, we don't want to get bombed or nuked off the dang freaking planet. So why don't you just chill the F out, dude, and stop giving money and stop supporting a war that I don't even think Americans, the support for Ukraine is going away. The dude had the nerve to like go over there. It's like a full blown, like, dude, it's all for optics. He walks out in the you know, the town square of Kyiv. And Kiev or whatever, I don't freaking know. Anyway, and what do? They're blowing off air raid sirens, and he's walking like, you know, the freaking Weekend at Bernie's idiot he is. He walks and stands right on this red dot. I mean, it was clearly all staged. It was clearly for photo ops. It was clearly for optics. And everybody's like, oh, Biden's so brave. Look at, there's a bombing going on, and he's just standing out there so brave. He's so powerful. The dude can't even freaking walk, dude. He was on the red carpet, walking down some red carpet the other day. There's like one rule on the red carpet, just stay on the damn red carpet. The guy can't even stay on the red carpet. His cognitive function is done. I don't know how this dude had... I'm not going to go down there, because I'll just get pissed. Jeez. Okay. One good thing I want to say on the international scale is Norway, which is my homeland. A lot of my ancestry is Norwegian. And, you know, they were involved in their special ops were involved in actually triggering the Nord Stream 2 C4 explosives that were planted by the U.S. Norway sent a plane over or something like that to trigger the little remote device that they had to trigger it. And, I mean, that pissed me off. I'm like, why the hell is Norway picking a fight with Russia now. I mean, you're out of your freaking element, bro. I don't care if you're friends with America or not. We're on the whole separate side of the freaking planet, bro. But yeah, they've come to their, you know, senses, and they're like, okay, we're out. We're not, we don't want anything to do with this. The second, you know, China's involved, and, you know, it's just higher and higher tensions push, they're out, you know. And we got some rough waters ahead of us. I mean, whether or not this goes to, you know, a nuclear scale or not, I mean, this is not going to be easy to get out of. So prepare yourself for, you know, the worst. I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but I'm always saying alarming stuff on here. So maybe I kind of am. Not trying to be, but I am a bit of an alarmist because I'm paying attention to stuff and actually giving it value instead of just, you know, when you hear things so often, then you really, it's like the boy who cried wolf. You don't understand the gravity of this stuff, but I'm feeling it. And I want you guys to know this is like stuff to really pay attention to right now. Yeah. Let's get into this whole, I want to do one more story and then I'm going to jump off here. This has been a rough one. But the whole Project Veritas thing with James O'Keefe, I touched on it last time where, you know, they had suspended him. And they said, you know, he was paid suspension and, you know, just go on vacation, bro. Take some time off. Well, turns out, like, it was like a full-blown mutiny. Like I said, he is the founder. I don't know if you guys remember the story that I said on the last podcast, but he founded Project Veritas. He was the CEO. He was literally... James O'Keefe is Project Veritas. And after he broke this massive story, probably, I want to say this is probably the biggest story, not of just Project Veritas's history, but like possibly of our time and one of the biggest of our history ever. I mean, think about this. Pfizer admitted to gain of function and mutating their own viruses so that they could preemptively create vaccines for these viruses. That is huge. That is like a scandal, like to some insane degree that I can't even describe. But so, and just, and then all of a sudden, so he outs Pfizer, and all of a sudden, Project Veritas outs him. I mean, they literally kicked off the board, removed a CEO, no pay, no compensation. You know, there's, you know, I don't, there's not a coincidence to me. This is just full blown, just outright. Okay, someone's bought and paid for. Some, like the board members or something is going on. This is not right. What is happening with Project Veritas? And I've unfollowed them across the board, and I've followed James O'Keefe instead, and I just don't trust them. Without James O'Keefe, I don't trust them, period. But yeah, there's you know, text between employees. They're talking about, yo, hey, if you go along, like between board members saying, hey, if you go along with, you know, us trying to restructure and kind of kick James O'Keefe out, then, you know, you're guaranteed a raise. And, you know, they have all this stuff. I mean, it's funny because the employee who sent that tried to erase it, but the other employee quickly screenshot it because good reporting. And because screw you for trying to screw over, you know, James O'Keefe. So yeah, there you go. We'll see what happens with that. They're dead to me. As long as James O'Keefe isn't involved, unless he vouches for them or goes back, I'm dead. And in the whole scheme of Project Veritas, they're dead. So, one thing I kind of wanted to leave you with, is just kind of a quote that I'm constantly kind of going back to. And I think about when I think about kind of where we are right now as a nation and as a country. So yeah, here it is. And I should have written down, the author or the person who, you know, said this, but of course I didn't. But here's a quote. You know, hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. And I feel like that's a cyclical thing that humanity and this country specifically goes through. And I feel like we've had it really good for a long time. I mean, think about the access that we have, the technology that we have. I mean, greater than any time ever. Us, especially as Americans, obviously. You know, you can go to any grocery store pretty much and just get the most exotic, craziest stuff that, you know, you'd have to go to every end of the earth to obtain. And yet it's all right there in just one grocery store for us to our leisurely just kind of go through and just throw what we want in the cart. No big deal. I don't think we realize how lucky we have it. And I just want to say we're creating a society with all these participation trophies and, you know, playing patty cake and trying to, you know, walk on glass around people's feelings and stuff like that. We're creating such soft people and such soft men, these generations. And I mean, I'm even a victim. I'm probably quite a bit softer than I should be. Because I never had to really face the level of adversity. I didn't have to go off to war when I was 17 years old, you know? Just be appreciative for, you know, your ancestors and, you know, the generations before us that fought so hard to bring us to where we are and to allow us to be in the position that we've been for so many years. And when things go left, I hope, you know, we don't forget how good we had it and how we really took it for granted. And on that, thank you guys. Thanks for being here. Another one in the books. Please come back. See y'all soon. Bye.